Could you tell us a bit about why the shop's having to close?
Well, because I've had to close it because of breaking my hip, and it is no longer a business.
Oh, no. So how long have you been here?
34 years.
Wow. Do you have any stories of anything that's happened?
What's happened here? I mean, all these years?
Yeah, literally anything.
Well, so many things, really, when you think. You know, all the people I know, and I used to have a cat that I took on, Jack. He was a big stray, big and new to stray, and he I got him castrated, and he settled in, and all the dogs liked him. Not one of the dogs went for him. They all liked him, which is most unusual, and he didn't give a toss. He just rubbed around them and walked amongst them and everything. And it was just so funny, but the vet said to me, he said, he knows if there's a fight, he's going to win, because he weighed 2 stone 4. Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things mainly that, you know, and all the dogs that do come in, that bring their people in, whether they want to come in or not, they have to come in.
What's it been like so far today?
Crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. They were just one after the other people getting some. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard there was quite a few this morning. What was your reaction to that?
Well, you know, I know they'd want to come in because it's a very happy shop. And that's the thing, they get, you know, we have a lot of fun and a lot of laughs. Well,
probably be down with us.
That's the main thing. And they say it's the friendliest shop on the boardwalk. Yeah, so it'll
What's something that you would miss the most about this place?
What will I miss?
Yeah, what will you miss the most?
Well, one is the dogs and the people. The people. Yeah, yeah. No, I've loved it. I mean, I should have given up a long time ago, but this has made me give up.
Why is nobody taking it over?
Well, I don't think I can put it on the market because it's not, so they couldn't walk in and then just take it over. It's just, you know, when it was running, yeah, fine, day to day to day to day. But they're all coming in now to get their stuff because, you know, they know they're not going to be able to come in again.
Is there a message you'd like to give to the people of Stoneleigh?
Well, thanks for their, you know, using me to trade and make me my living.
Do you have any plans of what you want to do with your future?
Now, oh yeah, I should retire, obviously, and I should probably go. I'll have to really go down, be near my son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter down at West Sussex, because I have one brother left. There were 4 boys and 2 girls, and I've got one brother left, and he's 4 years older than me, so he's 88. So, and once he's gone, I wouldn't have any relations around here at all. I'll go down and be near my family.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to say or talk about?
Not really. I'm very sorry that I've got to give it up, but then again, you get to an age when you have to. You cannot go on forever. Well, you see how easy it was for my daughter-in-law, then she went over. It's so easy. It is so easy.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, you're welcome.